roadmap, as I mentioned, NAML Server is the future nucleus of Windows Server, so the basis. It's a target for our born in the cloud app development and in the future for all components going forward. But we know not everything's going to run on NAML Server. You know, fax server is probably not something we're going to port over to run on NAML Server. I don't think very many people use that one anymore. So we'll still have Server Core available for existing applications, for compatibility, for roles and features that don't run on top of NAML Server. And then, as I've mentioned, those are both available for physical, virtual, and containers. And I think this is my last, and we can open up for some questions. Essentially, shift over to remote management. Try and, you know, if you have Server Core deployed today or start moving to Server Core, do everything remotely. Inventory anything that doesn't run locally. Talk to your ISVs to try and get versions of those that do. Send us a list. NanoServer@Microsoft.com goes to my inbox. We've been reaching out and talking to all the ISVs and OEMs to get them moving their stuff over so that they can be used remotely and can be used both to make management of 2012 and 2012 R2 better, as well as remote management of NanoServer in the future. And then try out NanoServer. Check out our deployment guide, grab technical preview for, you know, install it in some virtual machines or some test machines, kick the tires, give us feedback, let us know where you have difficulties, things that you have problems configuring or managing or whatever. You know, we're making changes, we're listening to feedback and trying to improve the system. The recovery console exists because of all the feedback we got after we announced it at Ignite. You know, that was not on the roadmap or in the plan for Server 2016, but we added it and we're continuing to add capabilities to it. And so for Server, we do now have a user voice area. So you can either email nanoserver@microsoft.com or you can go up to user voice. There's a lot of things people have already suggested up there. You'll see there's a bunch of things that we've taken the feedback on and implemented. DNS server is one of the things up there. Active Directory is a top vote getter. So that's on the roadmap, but I'm not sure when that's going to come in. And on the remote management side, we have a user voice area as well where you can put in feedback and on our remote management tools. So that was my last slide.